Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I am here with my co-host. Say hi.
Hi.
It's my mom. If you didn't know.
It's my daughter.
They know. So first off, we're going to go Super Bowl just happened.
Super Bowl.
See, nobody knows what that is but our family.
Oh my God, you're right. That's just a family video thing, isn't it? Yep. So you guys don't. Okay. Never mind.
We just sound weird to everybody else because we're always like, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. And nobody gets it.
Maybe other people do something similar. So they think we're in on their family joke. Kansas City Chiefs won. That's who the majority of us were rooting for. I was rooting for Kansas, but it wasn't like I had a huge pull in either direction.
Well, I did because I have Kansas relatives.
Yes, but I'm glad the team that I was rooting for won. Felt like I did something. I didn't do anything. Mom,
yes.
Did you know that it was the 100th season of the NFL?
Wow.
And you know what today is?
Yes, I do.
It is the 100th episode of All Things Woo! Internet. If you're watching this, you've seen it. If you're not watching it, you're just listening. I spent 10 whole minutes decorating this room. The 9 minutes was me writing out a sign that says 100.
It's lovely, Rachel.
It's very colorful. There's balloons and a single streamer, and then I wrapped the microphones and streamers. Guys, this is the best decorating anyone's ever done.
It's lovely.
But the best thing about it is I got you a present for 100 episodes.
Me?
Even though you were only here for about 90 of them.
Hey, I only missed like four.
Hey, there was a good six. Matt had to step in. I ran out of people, Mom.
Did he step in?
He was in the room.
Okay. I didn't hear his voice.
He said a few things.
Okay.
It took him. Anyway, I bought you this. Go ahead and open it.
Oh my goodness, girl.
It's wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper because I don't own anything else. Usually I'll wrap things in old.
It's a box.
It is a box. Don't worry. All shipping labels have already been removed.
Okay.
That's the thing in our family.
Well, I'm going to move
you
mine.
You can do it. I will go on explaining. Usually, if it's a birthday, I wrap thing in old grocery bags.
It's heavy.
It is heavy. I wrap thing in old grocery bags, but it's in the frame. Also, the tape I use to wrap it is biohazard tape.
Yes, it is. Oh, does this have to do with toilets or something?
No. It's just tape that you bought me a long time ago, and I couldn't find any scotch tape, so I used it. Okay. It's just a giant box. She
is
knows
what I think it is.
What do you think it is?
A shampooer for my couch.
Yes, it is. That's I haven't taken it out of the box yet, so you're gonna have to rip through packing tape.
Is that a good sound? You like that sound?
My God, I got her an upholstery cleaner / carpet spot cleaner. My mom loves cleaning her carpets, shampooing her carpets, and she used to be able to shampoo her couches. But the attachment broke. on her machine. And I felt really bad last time we were there because Snoop got her couch filthy and she had no way of cleaning it because her attachment had broken. So I bought her an upholstery cleaner. This is the weirdest 100th episode present ever given. This is the weirdest thing.
Slash the best.
But this is so when Snoop or Blaze comes with me to podcast, you can clean your couches afterwards. Because she so graciously lets my dogs on the couches.
The
even
only
though
dog.
No other dogs, not even her dog, is allowed on the couches. So I felt bad that because Snoop leaves fur and his smell everywhere. So this is so... when we podcast at your house. So it has to do with the show. It has to do with podcasting. You know, you don't have to open it right now.
Everyone wants to see it.
Do they? Do they want to see it?
They're going to see it.
They're going to see it. Okay. I have the same one. I just bought it. It's cute, and it's for if you don't want to have to shampoo your whole carpet. It's just a spot. You can clean it.
Well,
I
really
tried
lifting the big carpet one up, but that didn't work.
You tried to lift the massive carpet cleaner onto the couch.
And they're not kidding when they say it's a green vessel.
It is a green vessel. She's showing the hose now.
That's a pretty green.
Really, I just wanted to buy my mom this because I knew she wanted it and I needed an excuse. And I said, 100 episodes? Sure, that's an excuse.
I'm going to have the best smelling couch.
There you go.
This I also side of the Rio Grande.
Got more cleaner for you, but I didn't want to wrap that. So it's just sitting by the
front
door. Thank you,
Rachel.
You're welcome.
You spoil me.
That was our 100th episode spectacular.
Woo!
That's all. That's the only thing I had planned for this.
I'm giving you a sip of tea.
Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Party.
But you know what else?
What?
It's been 100 episodes.
Yeah.
It's been almost 2 years of this?
Something like that. Yeah.
You know what sponsor has been with us like since the beginning? They were our second sponsor.
Yes, I do.
Ever. And that is HelloFresh. And so they deserve a special little shout out because they've been with us since the beginning.
Yes.
And okay, so HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit service. And we've worked with them for literal years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they still surprise us with new amazing recipes every time that are delicious.
They do.
I don't think I've had a repeat episode. No. Repeat recipe. Sorry, episodes are on my mind. And that's because they have over 22 chef-curated seasonal recipes each week. They have more five-star recipes than any other meal kit service. And it's so easy to make that over the years, I haven't messed a single one up yet. Have you?
No. And Dad even did it.
Dad didn't. Really? Mm-hmm. I thought Dad only knew how to make grilled cheese.
He followed the recipe. He's got pictures and good instructions.
Me and my dad can do it.
Yes.
It cuts out the stress of figuring out what to make. It cuts the time that it takes to go to the grocery store and all the time it takes to prep. They give you the food pre-packaged, pre-measured out.
So yummy.
It's so easy and it's delicious. And it's super flexible because you can add extra meals, lunches to your weekly order, or you can add snacks or desserts. And you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences or pause or skip anytime you want. It's great. I love it. And right now, if you go to HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet10 and use the code allthingsinternet10, you can get 10 free meals, including shipping.
Wow.
So wowie is right. So that's HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet10. That's HelloFresh.com. allthingsinternet10. So spelled out 10. It's 10. So go now, allthingsinternet10. Get your free meals, get your free shipping. And thanks for being one of our first sponsors, HelloFresh.
Yes, definitely.
You've been with us for a long time. We're at episode 100 now.
Yeah.
You had faith and you kept going with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for filling our bellies as well.
Delicious.
It's good. All right. National holidays. We skipped that. I was just so excited about the 100th episode. It's doggy date night.
Where are you taking your doggies?
I didn't take them. In fact, I just left them for like 5 hours straight when I went to the Super Bowl.
So you need to take them on a date tomorrow night to
make up for it. Oh, that's right.
Tonight for them.
I forgot that it's Monday
for
this. Okay. Oh, I have to do that with my dogs tomorrow night, which is today for you guys.
Oh. Yeah, what are you going to do for your doggies?
I don't know.
An extra lap around the block, maybe?
Ooh, if they're lucky. It's Osho.
We're tired.
Exhausted. It's also National Carrot Cake Day. I love carrot cake. And I don't think it gets a fair shake.
No.
People are like, vegetables, ew.
No.
One, vegetables are delicious.
Cooked properly, yes. Just don't boil me any Brussels sprouts.
If HelloFresh gives you vegetables, they're delicious.
They're good because you cook them in this. They're good.
Okay. Yes. Carrot cake.
I made some
good
muffins the other morning.
Oh my God.
Lord, we are a mess.
Why isn't my words are hard merch?
And they were so good. And I shredded carrots and I shredded an apple. And
it's good.
It was so good.
Okay. Side note. Matt was like, watch this. And he just puts things on and then walks away. And I'm half mindedly watch things as I'm playing things on my phone. And I got really distracted because I went, oh, I should mention what I'm playing because we have a Brando coming up with a phone game app.
We do?
Yeah, but it's cool. Not this episode, but I just got really distracted with my own business thoughts.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry. Guys, I'm so exhausted. I sat on a couch and watched a game all day. Okay.
So Matt does something and you walk away.
He put this thing on and walked away. And it's about how, like, Impossible Me and Beyond Me mm-hmm. is, like, making a big, like, headway, but it's never going to fully surpass meat because there's, like, meat is something that we can't explain why we love it so much. We mm-hmm. can't explain the flavor. Like, an apple, you're like, it's sweet, it's crunchy, it's refreshing. Meat, it's meat. Yeah, like, how do you just, like, a steak could be juicy, I guess, but, like,
well,
the flavor
is a tomato, but it's not the same.
So, like, it's hard to explain why we're obsessed with meat. And then they did these taste tests, and they gave kids Impossible Burgers, Beyond Meat, and Real Meat, like, all in patty form. Mm-hmm. And they didn't tell them what was what, and they all ate one. And all of the kids chose either the Impossible or Beyond Burger, saying it tasted better. They're like, what? And then the researchers were like, what if we told you that those were made from plants? And they were like, they were made from vegetables. They're like, then I would never eat it again. Even though they said it was the best tasting. And it's this weird stigma we have in our brains. Yeah. I don't know why we tell kids, like, cartoons do it all the time. I'll watch a cartoon and they're like, ew, broccoli's icky. And I'm like,
well, unless you're Popeye.
That's true. He supported spinach. But my best friend in college, Rachel Wintling, her favorite food in the world was broccoli.
Oh, broccoli's good.
And she would literally just eat spears of uncooked raw broccoli because when she was a kid, she always heard her cousins talk about popsicles. So she came home and told her parents, I want a popsicle. And so they took broccoli spears, froze them, and then gave them to her and said, these are popsicles.
Ah.
And so everyone told her popsicles were delicious. She ate broccoli. Because the stigma of, you know, broccoli's gross wasn't in her mind,
mm-hmm.
she enjoyed the broccoli. And still to this day, it's her favorite food. Hmm. And it's this weird block we have in our heads.
Yeah.
So it's the same block that says, yes, eat cow. No, don't eat horse or bear. I don't know.
Dog.
I don't know. So I'm really upset with that. I'm really upset that people think that vegetables are icky.
Vegetables are good. I didn't have broccoli till I was an adult. I didn't even know what broccoli was. We never had it.
Stop it.
Never had Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Farm life.
It's like you grow what you eat. And
but it was potatoes and meat and
corn.
Carrots and corn and those
there
things.
It is. All right. Back to National Carrot Cake Day.
Oh, I want some carrot cake.
We should have had a carrot cake to celebrate our 100th episode. I'm not, guys, I was advanced enough to remember to get a gift to decorate.
If you
think I'm going to do anything more than that.
I was going to make a cake, but then I forgot.
I was like, oh, I'll figure out a bunch of facts for 100. And then I was like, NFL's in its 100th season. That's the only 100 fact you get.
I had 3 boys overnight, so.
That sounds
little boys.
So strange. No, you made it sound worse. You made it sound even
they
worse.
They were very good, but I had
no,
to be
stop
like
talking.
On.
She watched her grandsons.
Only 3 of them.
You can't
only
say
3.
Guys, I'm exhausted. I had 3 boys over the other night. That's what you said. And then you're like, don't worry,
stop
they were
it.
Little boys. That's
Rachel,
what I'm saying. Mom,
stop.
Watch what you said.
Rachel, stop.
Mom watched.
I knew what
some
I was
of her
saying.
Grandsons. I know what you said and I know what you meant. But maybe some newcomer is listening to this and they just went, what?
Okay.
You watched 3 of your grandsons last night.
And they were very good. But it takes yes.
Yes. There's a 2 year old and yes. That 2 year olds, they're a lot of energy and they're just a lot of energy.
And they get up at 6 a.m.
Yes. And then you went to a Super Bowl party and then you had all of the grand boys.
Yeah.
And that's a lot more energy. You're tired.
It's fine.
Anyway. Also, happy Black History Month.
All right.
I saw the best clip on Twitter. It was like, all it said was happy Black History Month. And I went, oh yeah, it's February. And then I watched the clip and it's a marathon. And these two white women are in the lead and they're about to cross the finish line. And they slow down and they grab hands to be like, we're in this together. We'll both finish at the same time. And an inch before they hit the ribbon, they're like, they're stretching out their chest, you know, about to do it. This black chick just zooms past them and breaks the ribbon before them and took first place. And the look on these girls' faces, they were like, like just jaws literally dropped. She came from nowhere. And I love that just the title of the tweet was Happy Black History Month. And I was like, the best way to tell people. I love it. All right, let's move on to the news of the week. We've been talking for about vegetables and 100th episodes.
We kind of went off on tangents on other things, didn't we?
I'm sorry. I know. We have another sponsor we have to get to. All right.
Ooh, another exciting one.
Mm-hmm. So, note, last week we switched the platform in which we upload the podcast to. So I was uploading on Libsyn. I'm now uploading on Megaphone. I didn't make the switch. My agents and managers made it for me because I was like, this sounds like too much work. I don't want to do it. Like, no, it'll be mine. And then they did the switch. And then it wasn't showing up on Spotify. And so I did a thing to make it so that people that listen on Spotify could listen to that episode. And they're like, no, you did it wrong. I was like, no, boys, you did it wrong. Mm-hmm. I told you this is going to be messy. And then so apparently I hate that I'm always right.
It's hard.
It's so hard, isn't it? Hard.
It is so hard to always they were like, be the right one.
We should just do this. And I was like, it's no, so hard. I don't want to. It's going to be messy. This doesn't make sense.
Such a burden to bear.
And they're like, it's better if we can see analytics more. And I was like, no, fine. If you guys stop bugging me to give you my analytics, because I don't even know where to find them. Do whatever you want. I don't care. It's not going to work. Didn't work. But now, apparently, so these men say, everything has been smoothed out. And it's back on normal, whatever you normally listen to it on, except if you listen to it on the Libsyn website, it's now Megaphone. And the link is on my website. And the link is, I've also posted it on Twitter. So you can listen to it on all your normal things.
That exhausted me, just hearing that.
Mom, the exhaustion that took for me to yell at people till it got right. Just... The text I sent my manager, Kevin, he's like, I'm sorry, I will post a public apology. I'm like, no, I'll just trash you publicly instead. He's like, whatever. It's my fault. I was like, I know it is. Okay. He takes so much crap from me. And at the end of the day, I always go, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So sorry for the confusion. All right. We talked about this as we entered this room because we both saw it.
Yes.
A YouTuber. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to give him no promo.
Don't.
Apparently faked his girlfriend's death for views. Yep. So he posted that she died in a car crash or something. I don't remember. I read the story like
drunk driver
4 days ago. Yeah. And the whole thing seemed weird and everyone was like really sad for like a second. And everyone went, wait,
people
what
were
happened?
Searching for it.
And yeah. Cause people called the police departments in the area. Cause like everyone knows kind of what area YouTubers live in. Like you get the gist of where everyone lives. So people were calling, like reporters were, and police officers were like, we have no record of any
no
of this.
Yeah.
And like they were searching news reports and all this stuff. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So people were like, this seems odd. And then finally he made this video being like, We faked it. I was just going to make one of those apology videos. And like, he basically saying like, I faked this girl's death to get views. And then I knew I was going to get backlash for it, but I was just going to make one of those apology videos that once you make, everyone forgets about it and keeps standing you. Because that's what the internet does, is we just let poop heads. We have a sponsor, so I have to monitor my language a little more. You just let poop heads continue to be poop heads as long as they apologize for it. Like, no. So anyway, apparently also like in the middle of this plan, like she was cool with this plan. And then in the middle of it, she got mad at him and she left and they broke up. And there was this weird thing. She called the cops on him. It's a mess. And I just think the whole thing is ridiculous. guys, please have some standards in who you stan. Like, who you're a fan of, who you even watch. Even if you're not a fan of them, don't even hate watch them, because that gives them views, that gives them money, that gives them power to keep going.
Right.
Just, come on. Like, I had a friend, we were at dinner, and she started talking about one of these, like, YouTubers who's trash, and she's like, do you watch them? And I was like, no, I don't like, they're a bad person. She goes, oh, yeah, they're the worst. But, like, I watch everything they do, and it's, like, so funny that they're so, like, the worst person ever. I was like, how can you sit here and be like, yeah, they're morally a terrible human being, yeah, and you love it? I just, my brain just says, I don't hate watch. So I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway. Guys, just don't be gross and raise your standards on humans. So MTV. Okay. So we've talked about this before. Twitter.
Yes.
You can tweet something. You can hide replies. But so like someone replies, is replying, they're being annoying. You can hide their replies. But there's a thing under the tweet that says view hidden replies, and anyone can go see the tweets you hid. So it doesn't just show at first glance, but you can still see them. So MTV didn't realize that people look at view hidden tweets. So MTV posted a tweet about Rihanna. This chick replied to it and said, hey, I'm a huge fan. Would anyone be willing to help donate to help me with this disease illness I have? I'm trying to get funds for it. Just one of those things you see everywhere. You go on any Ellen post anywhere, all the replies are like, Ellen, I need money, or oh my goodness, I need. It's just people are, their healthcare system sucks. And people are constantly being like, I'm sick, I'm hurt. They're trying any way they can to get some help. Mm-hmm. So I understand this. I see this all the time. Well, they hit it, and it was the only tweet they hid. And so people hit view hidden tweets. And it's just this one girl who has this disease who's like, someone help me. And everyone was like, MTV, you're trash. And they unhid it. And like, but I think they like, they did some weird, like they blocked her or something. She was like, I never deleted my tweet, but now it's not showing in the replies or the hidden. And everyone, like her tweet blew up because MTV did this. So they did the opposite of what they wanted to do in the original. But like that whole tweet, the whole thread is like, you're an idiot, MTV. We can see your hidden replies. So guys, just so you know, sometimes if you hide a tweet, it's gonna get more attention than if you didn't. Because I promise you, no one would have seen her tweet if it hadn't been hidden. Like, people would have just seen it like another human asking for help. We see it. We block it. It's like an ad now. We just block it because it happens so much because our healthcare system is so terrible. So it's like...
Well, and also you don't know if it's real or not.
That is true. You never know if it's real or not, which sucks.
Yeah.
People, stop being poopy, faking deaths and illnesses.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people fake illnesses on Twitter. I've seen it a lot. And they've gone deep into it.
Yeah.
It's so sad to watch. I'm like, well, that's another illness you have.
Yeah.
It's you do have an illness, but not what you're asking for. All right. Someone on this is lighthearted.
Oh, good.
We're going to move on to something lighthearted. Sorry.
My stomach was getting in knots. Okay.
Go ahead. Someone on I'm exhausted. I feel like I'm talking really fast, really passionately, and just I'm like getting it done. Someone on Twitter asked people to tell her the most random facts they know. And I found two of my favorites.
Ooh,
she said, just give me the most random facts.
Okay.
And like there were some that were like, oh, I've heard this before. Like the art of cheersing, like clinking. It was from the olden days to avoid being poisoned because everyone sloshes their drinks together. So if you poison someone's drink.
Oh, so that's why that's slosh into yours.
You didn't know this? No. Yeah. So it was to prevent people from poisoning drinks.
Well, what do you know?
So as you pour all the drinks and then you slash all the cups together. So like if one's poisoned, y'all get poisoned now. So that's what it was.
But who sloshes their drinks nowadays?
It's not. It's, you know, the traditions kind of change. Okay. So it's like cheers. And that's why it's bad luck to not take a drink after you cheers. Because if you slosh it all together, but you poisoned everyone and then you don't drink your drink. So that's where the whole thing of like cheers and then it's bad luck if you don't take a drink afterwards.
Okay.
So that one, I thought you knew that one.
No,
I knew
not.
That one. That wasn't one of my favorites because I already knew that. But there was a bunch of things like that. But my favorites were, this is weirdly my favorite. I don't know why. I just found it interesting. Some girl said, Melinda said, only 750,000 people have ever been to Antarctica and 500,000 of them were in the last 15 years.
Whoa.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
I know it's like just ice, but you'd think that like more people
would have gone.
Yeah, it's a mass of land. You just figure more people have been there and done things, and I feel like it's unsearched. I feel like.
Or nothing's there.
Well, maybe because I haven't searched
a lot
enough.
Of scientists go there.
Yeah, I guess the 500,000 people have been in the last 15 years were scientists.
500,000. That's like a 500,000. That's a lot of people.
But think about how many people are just like in this city.
Oh.
Think about how many people are in Los Angeles. How many people watch the Super Bowl?
Okay.
750,000 people.
Well, it's not like Hawaii or...
Yeah.
Tahiti
yes.
or something.
Half a million
like
is a large number.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
In the grand scheme of things, I just seemed...
And then the last 15 years.
It made me think a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Danielle said, this one I just related to. Snails can sleep for up to 3 years if the weather doesn't suit them.
Whoa.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Just waking up and be like, no. Nah. No, try again, son. Try again. Just loved that. And do you want to know another random fact, Mom?
I would love to know a random fact, Rachel.
The socks that we are both wearing right now.
I'm taking my shoes off.
Show them off, Mom. Are the most comfortable socks.
They are.
That I have ever owned. Are they the most comfortable socks you've ever owned?
Yes, 100%. They feel like cushions, but they're not.
Okay.
They're amazing.
Was it last episode? We said that we were wearing these socks and we were like, we're not sponsored by them yet. The deal hasn't gone through yet. We're waiting. But once it happens, guys, just believe us that everything we say is 100% truth. This is it. These are the socks. They are Bomba socks. I used to hate getting socks as presents. Like, as a kid.
Oh, you always like, got them, too.
It's the same thing as, like, vegetables. You eat vegetables. No. That's just that stigma that's put in your mind. Because now, as an adult, I love a good sock. I literally have, like, preferences of socks that I get, and I'll only buy certain kinds. These are my new kind. They're so comfortable. Never in my life have I had something this good. They're the perfect... Okay, my thing was they were the perfect thickness. Because you know, like, the ankle no-show socks? They're always super thin.
Yes.
And, like, your feet are cold still. And I have very cold feet. I have poor circulation. My feet are very far from my heart. It's hard to get blood there.
Well, you're tall.
I'm very tall. So, these were thicker than the normal ones. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
But they don't feel cumbersome like, when you're putting your foot in your shoe. Or,
yes. Yeah. Like, they're not bulky. It's not like that thick, like, snowboarding sock or something. Right. So they're like the perfect thickness and the no-show ankle ones. Sorry, I get really passionate about those kind because I've been through a lot of them and it's really hard to get one that's just right. They don't fall off my feet.
Yes.
Because there are so many that are too thin, but also they don't stay on your ankle and they slide under and then they're on the arch of your foot and you're like, oh, this is so great. You have to take off your shoe and fix it. They don't do that.
No.
Perfect thickness, stay on your foot.
Yes.
I also bought all different types. I bought like... the higher ones, the full.
And we have this.
I'm wearing my mom the traction ones.
Because I love sliding on the wood floors that all you girls have. But if I'm carrying around a baby, I need to not do that. So
my sister's stairs. That's why I got it for you. My sister's stairs are slippery. And you don't want to have to put your shoes on. And if you're holding Flynn or Duncan or Parker, or I don't know if you can hold Jake anymore.
Luke.
But Luke, that's the other one. There's too many children. But you needed tracks and socks. So I got us both. I got myself running socks. They're the only socks I'll run in now. The no-show ankle. I got you the traction ones and mine, the ones you wear with boots. They're my favorite. They're so good. And my favorite thing that if you buy a pair, they donate a pair of socks to someone in need. For every pair bought, they donate a pair. Get it. Love that. And they're made from super soft, natural cotton. Hello, environment.
That's one of the top things people ask for that are in need is socks.
Yes, because you need a good sock.
You need a
good
sock.
Your feet aren't happy. Your soul ain't happy. Yeah. Get it? Soul? I used a joke of JoJo's.
That's a dad joke.
Okay. And every pair comes with arch support, a seamless toe.
Yes.
A cushioned footbed that's comfy and not too thick.
That's what we said. I didn't know you were going to say that. But those are the things that we like.
That's all of it. So, and they're super fun and cute. They have awesome designs and colors. It was actually really hard for me to pick patterns. I was like, Mom, do you want some? I'm getting a socks. And she was like, yeah. I was like, which color? She's like, I don't know. There's so many colors and patterns. I had a lot of fun choosing it. I actually want to buy more because now I'm like, oh, but those other ones were pretty cute. But right now, you can get 20% off your first purchase if you go to bombas.com/allthingsinternet today. That's bombas.com/allthingsinternet, the name of the show. bombas.com/allthingsinternet. They're good socks.
They're good socks.
I'm annoyed that I haven't had them earlier in my life.
Yes. Christopher and Jessica's kids wear them.
Really?
Yes.
And they donate. And they care about the environment. They care about people. And they care about your feet.
Yes.
I'm all for it. Anyway, let's move on. Thank you for sponsoring us because it made me happy. Love it. Yes. All right. Another thing that happened on Twitter. I was only on Twitter this week. I didn't search anything else. Went Twitter, basically. San Miguel Sheriff's Department tweeted that a large boulder the size of a small boulder was blocking the highway.
Wait.
Yeah. Okay. What? I'm going to say it again.
Yeah, I
They tweeted a large boulder the size of a small boulder.
I think they meant the size of a small car.
I don't know. But Twitter immediately was
yes.
Oh, really? The rock was the size of the rock? So, but everyone had field day with it. And it was my favorite thing. And I was like, that is one time I asked how big is a 6 foot sub? I was asked how long is a 6 inch sub? 6 inches. And I was like, I know it's 6 inches. Show me with your hands. I needed to visually see how big that is. All right. There was a lawsuit against Burger King. Because their Impossible Burger wasn't vegan or vegetarian friendly.
Because
they cook it on the same grill they cook the meat.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't vegan friendly because they put cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
The second that happens, you go, okay, even if you ask for no cheese, you have to always know this isn't going to be 100% vegan because they clearly don't care or know. But the vegetarians, I feel like vegetarians have higher standards. Us vegans are
I think their whole thing was not just to feed vegetarians or vegans, but to give a different option.
Yeah, that's what the Burger King, by the way, I never was mad at Burger King. I was like, when everyone was like, did you hear? And I was like, what did you think? They brought in a second grill? Like, what do you expect to happen? Like,
they designate one area of the grill, but the juices are going to fall over from the meat.
I'm very well aware. If you're going to Burger King.
Yeah.
Even if they had designated, the workers don't care, nor do they even, most people don't even know, that this would be an issue. But Burger King came out and was, during this lawsuit, and they're like, guys, we never said it was. Yeah. Yep. We never said vegan or vegetarian burger. We said this is an impossible, was it the Impossible Whopper? Yeah, they're like, so this is an impossible patty. That's all we said.
Yeah.
And that's all they said. Like, I don't go into any restaurant thinking that anything is going to be 100% vegan unless it says clearly, this is vegan.
You can say meatless. It doesn't matter. It's still
touch if it meat. Says dairy free, that still doesn't mean vegan. Like,
right.
you have to know this. So I'm mad that people are trying to sue Burger King over this. But I mean, there's been stupider lawsuits in the world.
Yes.
I'm still proud of Burger King for putting that option on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's once you get past the stigma and kids can get past that stigma of a plant burger, then, maybe people will start eating differently.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at Burger King at all.
No. Is that the one we liked?
Yeah, we love the
It didn't Impossible taste Walker. Like cardboard. I've had some vegan ones and I'm not vegan or vegetarian.
No, there are some veggie burgers.
Like, yeah, that's what they are.
The veggie burgers. Ugh. Like Boca Burgers, those are disgusting. Unless they sponsor us, then it's what I eat every day. No, it's not.
No.
No, I choose my sponsors very wisely. But yeah, so I just thought this whole lawsuit was stupid and I had to agree with Burger King. I'm like, I ate the burger.
It was
I'm good. A vegan.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked. Whatever. All right, the last bit of news we have for today. It just made me giggle. Colleen, my sister, accidentally posted a picture of herself pooping on the toilet.
Yes, she did.
She posted an Insta story, life with a 1-year-old. And she films her toilet paper roll empty. Then she pans down and it's all the toilet paper on the floor. Her son, Flynn, 1 year old, had just gone in there and taken all the toilet paper. You know what? She probably watched him and was like, I am too exhausted to care.
Her cat used to do that.
Yeah. But then she posted it. You don't, first glance, you don't see anything. It's whatever. But then I saw Corey post it. What? Ugh. And just freeze frame it at the toilet paper roll. She has a silver handle for the toilet paper roll. And you can see her reflection of her just sitting on the toilet with the pants out. You can't see anything. No. But it's still just hilarious. Just like, wow.
But who would take the time to zoom in on?
Yeah, I have to say, I can't bring my camera out if I'm not fully clothed. Because the amount of reflection pictures that have been on the internet, mirrors, windows, TVs, computer screens, phone screen, everything. Yeah. Nope. If I don't even have a shirt on, I'm like, nope. I'm still clothed. Like, I have a bra and pants on. But sometimes, like, throughout the day, I get hot. I take my shirt off or, like, I'm changing my shirt. I will not take my camera out.
Yeah.
Refuse to. I film a lot of videos in my shower. That sounds weird.
Yes, you do.
But I test a lot of products.
Yeah.
There's like shower, bathroom products. The amount of like reviewing all of the edited video just to make sure that I've almost posted nip slips.
Whoops.
I've edited them out. Thankfully, I caught it. And it's, but those ones, like, I now made a rule where it's like the camera has to be fully off and like away from me if I like, because like there's a lot of times where I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna in this, I'm like, okay, bye guys, but I don't turn the camera off and I take off the bathing suit and finish my shower. Can't do that.
No.
So anyway, be safe, you guys. You have any news?
No.
I'm exhausted. You want to play Off Limits for a second?
Sure.
Okay, that's, we can pause while you get it out.
Okay. We don't know this one.
Okay, go again. Then do a new one.
How do I?
All right, we're about to play. She's okay. Go.
Oh, yummy!
Food.
You
sugar.
Can I say more than one? I can.
Yeah.
You eat it in the morning.
Cereal.
But
eggs.
I love
bacon.
Them for dinner, and sometimes
waffles, pancakes.
Yes.
Okay.
What do I do? Swipe. Okay. Oh, he sings music and
James Taylor.
No.
Hairstyles. Justin Bieber.
No. Has an accent.
Sam Smith.
No.
Troye Sivan.
Forget it.
I said Harry Styles.
No. Okay.
Okay. That was wrong then.
Oh.
Who was it?
When you pay for something, you some don't use the paper.
Credit card.
You use the
coins.
Yeah. Oh, she's funny. Haha. Sometimes. Never mind.
Who is the singer?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Who was that just now?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh! Koosh balls. I would have gotten the koosh balls.
What's a koosh? What? I don't know.
At the end of the Rosie O'Donnell show, she would
I don't remember. I don't think I ever watched
the show. And I were always obsessed with it. I don't know why I watched Rosie O'Donnell as a child, but I did.
I didn't.
Well, you were. It wasn't on when you were a child.
No. We are watching it.
You let us watch whatever we wanted. And you know what? Okay. I think it made it more well-rounded. Okay, so by the way, if you haven't known, Off Limits, it's a game where they give us one word and there's five words we can't say.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes when you're like, just
that's
say this.
I wish we could show them what it says.
If you could screenshot it.
Oh, that's just too much work.
There it is.
Usually turn the phone off instead of screenshot.
Yeah, that's, yeah. All right.
Okay, I'm guessing. Okay. Ugh, I got to start thinking. Go.
Meet the. Hell yeah, yeah, do da. I have it. Okay.
Meet the Flintstones.
Okay, the main dude's name.
Fred Flintstone.
Yep. Colleen hates these. They're on.
Stickers.
Yep. Oh. It's a. Not the 99 cent store.
The dollar store.
Yep. Oh, if you eat one of those Nature Valley bars, you get blanks everywhere.
Crumbles. Crumbs.
Yeah. Oh, don't test me. You are getting on my last. Mm-hmm. Oh, the dish you put on your roof so that you could watch TV.
Satellite.
Yep.
You're good.
I'm great at this. Oh, not the same. It's
different.
But the other word.
Opposite.
Yes. Oh. Andrew worked at one of these as a security guard.
He did?
Bookstore.
Oh. He did more than that. But yeah. Okay.
But
I would not got that.
Oh, all right. I crushed
You crushed
that.
It.
Do you want to try one more time?
I do because
you didn't
I
do
failed.
Well. Okay.
Next.
Should we just pay for the game so we wouldn't have to see ads? I can pay for it with my business credit card. This is a business. Oh my God. I love that we play.
How come I get hard ones? I have to have the things. When you're a witch, you brew up a
potion?
Yeah.
Swipe.
I'm trying. Oh, Trent is this at Target.
A cashier.
Yes. Oh, you can't eat this because you're... Oh, I said eat.
Meat.
Jeez. I said eat. You put your
wrist, paw,
monetary
purse.
Things in this.
A tampon?
And then put that
a purse in. Wallet?
Yes. I didn't even get it. Oh, they crawl around on the floor.
Oh, ants, bugs, yes. Insects.
Oh, this is a man, and he...
Jesus.
No. I think he...
Dad.
Oh, never mind.
No. Carpenter? Why am I on Jesus?
Wait. Australian. Older. Got in trouble for Hemsworth. Being a racist.
Who? Trump? No. They're all racist.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is he Australian?
No.
Oh, yes, he is.
Is he? I don't think. I think I'm thinking of a different person. All right, we're going to do one more. One more. I want to end it with me because I conceded. You win. All right.
Okay.
Oh, you go to this on Sunday.
Church.
Oh, okay. Christopher used to be a...
magician.
Yeah, and at, when you do a...
magic trick.
Yeah, you say...
abracadabra.
Yep. Oh, you had one of these in your backyard, but then you had to dig it up and you...
a tree.
No.
A garden.
Yes. Oh, they have the... oh, we had a toy one and it had its mouth had the hole in it and there's spiders live inside of it because it was like...
alligator.
Yep. Oh, it's a journal. No,
it's a turtle, tortoise.
A journal, but another word for a journal usually has journal. A lock on it.
Diary.
Yep. Oh, when I do this, what do I have?
Double chin.
Yep. Oh, we were this growing up because
spoiled.
No. What? It's the love. Opposite of that.
Love. Disciplined.
No. It has to do with the amount in the bank account.
Oh, we were broke.
We were poor.
Oh.
I'm trying to think you say poor and you say spoiled.
You were spoiled with love. You weren't spoiled brats.
Oh, we were very much spoiled.
But you weren't brats.
No, and we were spoiled with everything you could have but money.
Yeah.
All right. We have a few questions. I didn't grab a lot today. Hope said, if your mom could have a superpower, what would it be?
I'd fly.
You would?
Yeah.
That's fun. I don't know what I would
want. But then
there's
other things, too.
Yeah, I think about being invisible. I feel like being, like, super strength. Like, you can't... no, mm-hmm. Bulletproof would be fun. Mm-hmm.
But you think of the things, you know, like, invisible. Then you're hearing conversations that you really shouldn't be
and
hearing.
And also, invisible is, like, you can't do any, like, good with that. It's mainly bad.
Yeah.
I think I'd want flight.
Flight's fun.
And... or super strength. So, basically, one of Superman's. One of Superman's superpowers. And then anonymous Colleen says, how often do you wear Colleen/Miranda lipstick? I wear Daisy May every time I wear makeup.
Oh,
that's my go-to lipstick.
Well, when I wear a lipstick, mm-hmm. Daisy May.
I can't pull off the Miranda red. I just
unless
can't.
Unless you're trying to be Miranda.
Unless I'm trying to be Miranda. Jessica can pull off the Miranda
yes,
red.
She can.
Her skin tone and that mm-hmm. Very gorgeous pale, not pale, fair. That's fair the word. Skin. Hers, she looks really good with the Miranda red, but Daisy May is my go-to for sure every time I wear makeup. And then Jay Horse Girl says, Gwen,
yeah,
what's on your tray? We haven't done that in a long time.
My glasses, my phone.
Is that my phone? Yeah.
My iced tea from a cup that Christmas that Corey bought me, and my Fiji water because I just ran out of tea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then these little things I made at Flynn's birthday party.
Yes.
Which are just...
and our coasters.
Porcelain. Oh, yeah, my coasters. That's where they are. I was wondering where my coasters were. Matt put them in here. All right. That's our show today. Happy 100th.
Happy 100th, Rachel.
Give yourself a round of applause if you have listened to all 100 episodes. Remember the beginning? Oh, when we couldn't figure out the microphones?
Yeah, and we still don't know what we're doing.
Oh, but I have no clue.
You figured out the microphones.
Sometimes. The other, like, few episodes ago, we couldn't get the mics to work, and Trent was like...
oh, yes.
I know the problem. I 5 minutes, me stressing out. I couldn't get the mics to work. I'm like, what? He goes, they're not plugged in. I looked down, and they just weren't plugged into the sound thingy-ma-bob. I still don't know what anything's called.
Soundboard.
That's it. She's picking it up. After 100 episodes, you learn something. Again, thank you, HelloFresh and Bombas. Again, thank you, HelloFresh and Bombas, for sponsoring this episode. 100. Woo! Good food, good feet. All right. I love you guys. Mom.
I love that.
Take us out, Mom.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.